Chapter 3. Devilish Mistresses and Harsh Masters. Black Family Life Under the Lash. Harriet Tubman has provided us with few details about her owner, Edward Brodus, or the various masters to whom she was hired out for the nearly 30 years she spent in slavery. She told Edna Cheney that she seldom lived with Brodus and his wife, Eliza Ann. He was never unnecessarily cruel, but as was common among slaveholders, he often hired out his slaves to others, some of whom proved to be tyrannical and brutal to the utmost limit of their power. Harriet's brothers Ben and Robert recalled harsher treatment at the hands of the Brodusses, however. Eliza Ann was very devilish, Ben claimed, and he and his siblings were forced to work hard and fare meagerly to support the Brodusses in idleness and luxury. Robert felt Edward Brodus was not fit to own a dog. Ben was more to the point.
"Where I came from," he later recalled, "it would make your flesh creep and your hair stand on end to know what they do to the slaves."
The practice of hiring out excess slave labor was very common on the Eastern Shore. It provided valuable income to slaveholders who could not profitably use all of their slaves, and it provided a ready labor force to non-slaveholders and other slaveholders who could not or did not want to own more slaves. For the slaves themselves, it often meant painful separations. For children, it was particularly difficult, and like Tubman, they became terribly homesick and despondent. While most rental contracts stipulated that the slaves be clothed, fed, and sheltered properly, this was not always the case. William Still, the famous Philadelphia Underground Railroad operator, interviewed many runaway slaves who described mistreatment from temporary masters, particularly frequent beatings and a lack of food. Often their frustration was compounded by their owners' supposed disinterest. Slaveholders often viewed the hiring out of their slaves, even children, as an attractive alternative to selling them. The hiring out of a young male slave could command as much as $120 per year, much more than the interest that could be earned on the investment if the slave was sold for cash. Edward Brodus, with a small farm and few livestock, did not have enough work to fully employ all of his slaves, so he frequently